Welcome to your Saturday, November 8th, 2025 edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, speaking to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trustworthy source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Sailing straight into our first story of the day, Austal Limited, a renowned Australian shipbuilder, ushers in a wave of opportunities with a sterling $100 million shot in the arm from Export Finance Australia. This loan will fuel Austal's expansion ambition in Mobile, Alabama. The firm aims to set up the Final Assembly 2 project, an expansion targeted at ramping up their vessel production for the United States Navy and Coast Guard. Austal's CEO, Patty Gregg, has hailed this development as a major boost for strengthening U.S.-Australian defense ties. Folks following maritime industry advancements have plenty to look forward to with this. On the same tide of noteworthy marine news, we welcome a new player to the Australian marine insurance sector, Marinex Underwriting. Backed by global specialty insurer Amwins, Marinex is setting sail, jointly spearheaded by industry maestros Janelle Carnib, Chris Kelly, and Ainsley Smith. With a slew of offerings like cargo, carriers, commercial hull, and marine liability insurance, Marinex aims to be a beacon for the intricate needs of the marine industry. For those navigating their way in maritime operations, Marinex could guide your journey with tailored solutions and premium service. Shifting focus to local shores, recent data shows that Australian small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, are leaning heavily on loan extensions to manage cash flow in response to economic turbulence. Early in the financial year of 2025, there was a significant upswing of a 43% rise in loan applications. Especially noteworthy is Banjo Loan's decision to stretch repayment terms from 36 to 60 months. Notably, this trend sparks most brightly in Victoria, South Australia, and New South Wales, while signs of this loan demand trend are less glaring in Queensland and Western Australia. A word of advice to our listeners from SMEs: while extended loan terms may offer respite, it's crucial to strike a balance with long-term debt implications. Continuing along the business struggle vein, Australian businesses are in distress, as revealed by a spike in loan applications and a concerning hike in insolvencies. There's been a considerable 6% surge in loan applications. More unnerving, however, is the startling 21% rise in insolvencies. Equifax's report shows a scary jump in credit shopping from high-risk firms. The hospitality and construction sectors have been dealt a severe blow. Given these circumstances, SMEs are having a hard time staying afloat and are resorting to loans as a life raft. Our experts advise exploring more secure financial management and seeking professional guidance to steer through this stormy weather. Thank you for choosing to start your day with us. For more on these stories and many others, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. As always, I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest in finance news. Have a magnificent day, and we'll see you in the next news wrap.